the financial situation of the club, as we speak now, sort of prohibits any signings. But I don't think that's a bad thing at all. As I said, it's nothing more demotivating for young players who are around the place and suddenly somebody's brought in ahead of them in the queue. And I'm very confident that the young players that we have, given the responsibility, will really prosper. And the last thing we want to do is short-term signings to prevent long-term development.
And an extra air of anticipation ahead of this season, isn't it, really, with it being Ashes year and, of course, Chesterfield Street hosting a test as well. That can only serve to increase interest in county cricket as well, can't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant for the North East. The club has done really well over the last 10 years, bringing international cricket of varying qualities to Chesterfield Street. But obviously the Ashes, it didn't get bigger in international cricket than that, and the work that the club has done behind the scenes I think deserves that recognition, and it's going to be an exciting 5 days. It'll take sort of nerves to the end of their tether in terms of the groundsmen and the administration staff, but hopefully the whole thing will be worthwhile, and 5 days worldwide coverage, England, Australia, can only benefit the club and the North East in general.